exercise change.
So how do you think knowing ourselves and being self-aware can help us to make changes more effectively?
Yeah, it's a tough one too, because self-awareness comes through experience, I think, you know, and I guess self-awareness comes, I guess, as a sportsman, as a cricketer, you learn about yourself as a cricketer by making mistakes. I think self-awareness is huge, because if you can open yourself up to learning 24/7, like if you're always aware of people around you, it's not necessarily within yourself, but if you're aware of others around you, and if you can look at them and self-reflect, as well as, so if you do something and you self-review, then you can move forward and think about what happened then, and then move forward with that lesson. But you can also do it with others. So you look around you every day, you come across people and you think, oh, what do they do, and how do they, if I did that, how would that affect me? And, you know, this person has this approach to their eating. How would I go with that, you know? It's that ability to step outside of yourself and look back on yourself and almost look upon a situation and apply it, you know. But I guess that comes back to people being maybe a little bit stubborn, where they go, well, why should I do this, you know?
That vulnerability again.
That vulnerability,
to,
yeah.
Openness.
Openness to step back and say, okay, I'm not where I want to be. I've got to let things in. And then you let things in, and then you assess whether, okay, is this right for me? Because you might do something, it might not work. So you don't be scared to go, okay, well, it didn't work for me. But you can't go, well, that's it. You've got to still be open and go, okay, well, how can I do this differently? Yeah, so self-awareness is huge, but it's all just the people around you,
right?
Not just yourself, I think.
Really feed into your awareness as well.
Because there's lessons to be learned all around, you know, because every individual is different, every person is different. So everyone has their different ways of doing it, but one person does something one way that you can take and bring into your life, and that might be the one thing that sort of spurs you on a little bit. But if you shut yourself off to the way people do things, and, you know, I don't know, maybe it comes back to a way you want to live. Do you want to live your life in a positive way where, you know, or do you want to criticise people and think that's shit?
Your values, like you said earlier, really, what are your values?
Yeah, exactly. You know, do you want to, and if you want to be critical of others, you know, you're never going to go anywhere, because that's just going to be, to criticise someone is to just be shallow, and that's the end of it. There's no thought process. But if you can take almost like another level of thought pattern, where you go, okay, well, why have they done that? Why do I think that that's not so good? How could I do it better? Are they on doing something really well? Are they doing something that should be good, but they're not doing it quite well? And then you can sort of learn about yourself. And and just the same as professional sport, those that learn the quickest move forward the fastest.